Welcome to the Reboot Pending Check video. On here, I will show you how to import this solution that I have created for the Reboot Pending. So what I'm going to do first is we're going to open up here Configuration Manager in a minute, and I'm going to show you different things, right? But before that, I have this folder here where I have put all the solution completely. So I'm going to start by extracting some of this zip files I had created so we can go back later and kind of like import each of them into Configuration Manager. So very simple process, right, to kind of like extract that data and put it back into Configuration Manager. So I'm going to go ahead and start in a minute here with the compliant baseline, and I'm going to do a quick validation just to make sure the Configuration Manager is ready for everything that I'm going to do on it. So the first thing I'm going to open is my Configuration Manager console that I have here on the hierarchy to kind of like put the reporting back on it. So remember, every single reporting data will go back to the central administration site. So it makes sense for my reporting to start implemented from the cast down in my hierarchy. So I'm working here under the Fabrican Corporation. So logging in the console, there we go. So I'm gonna go, the first thing I'm gonna go is administration workspace, client settings, and in client settings, I'm gonna check what is my default client settings policy. Why? I wanna check my computer agent settings. I wanna make sure that I'm able to run my script. So I'm gonna go computer agent, I'm going to go all the way down, and you see PowerShell execution policy is set to all sign. In the case of this script, I will need it on bypass, so I will set bypass here on my default, so it will be applied to all my configuration manager. I will go to my NA servers as well, just to double check, and the workstations to make sure that that policy is there. All right, sticking by the default, let me check on the workstations. All right, so my computer agent here on the workstation. So it says to all sign, I'm gonna hit on bypass and click OK, right? More than likely, that's what I want. So the servers, I don't have that created. Let me make sure I do one little thing here just to make sure it is applied to the servers. Recam, so I'm gonna click OK. You see that? All right. So now that I have checked that the policy execution is on bypass, I'm gonna start by importing this baseline. So I'm going to start by asking compliance. I'm going to go to compliance settings. I'm going to go to baselines. I'm going to import this baseline. So I'm going to go do a right click, import configuration data. I'm going to click add. I'm going to go through my solution in here on the desktop. So I'm going to go here to my tool, Reboot Pending Check, and I'm going to start with the baseline that I have. So I have this baseline created on another server, so I'm just importing the whole solution in here. So I'm just going to click yes, and the solution is there. So I'm going to click next. So I'm going to, again, I'm going to be putting one baseline and one item. I'm going to click next right there until the item and baseline is fully implemented. So what I do now that I have the baseline and the item fully implemented in the system, right, I'm going to go ahead and deploy that to a collection. So I have here several of my collections in Configuration Manager. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to implement that to my Configuration Manager. So I have two clients in here to test out. I have DC1 and Tools1 as valid Configuration Manager clients. So I'm going to do is I'm going to deploy to all desktop and server clients. So that's what I want. I'm going to go to my baseline, I'm going to do right click, deploy, and I'm going to select that all desktop and server clients collection. All desktop and server clients, click OK. So it's going to run on every 7 days on a daily basis, depending on which setting that you choose on your environment, right, is how this will run. I recommend doing at least on a daily basis just to check how is my reboot pending on those machines. So every 1 day, that will be good for me. No remediation as part of this rule, no generating alerts. Again, this is another option for us if we want to have an alert about, hey, these machines are not compliant. So you can potentially generate an alert and put some specific settings in here as well. So I'm just going to go and click OK. So now my baseline will be running against that collection. So there's a couple of things I can do from here. One of the things I will be able to do is create a new collection for those that are non-compliant, right? By me creating a collection for those that are non-compliant, I will be able to start looking at those machines that potentially will need a reboot inside my configuration manager. So for now on, I can go back to here, and here is reboot pending check on all desktop. So I will be able to see how many machines are definitely missing a reboot pending in there. So that is one of the options we will have. So before we simulate and test, the other thing that I want to do is basically import some of those reports. So I'm going to go ahead here into start, run, and I'm going to look at my report. So I'm going to go to localhost reports. I'm going to click OK. All right. So once the report is loaded, I'm going to click on Configuration Manager CAS. And I'm going to create a new folder just for the purpose of this type of report. So I'm going to click in here. I'm going to set Microsoft Premiere. And I'm going to click OK. That's the folder I'm creating. So I'm going to go down, click on Microsoft Premiere, and there you go. That's my folder. So once I created that folder, I'm going to upload all my reports. I'm going to click on Upload File. And back on the folder that I have all my solutions, there is two different type of reports project. It's the dashboard, and that's kind of like a project. I'm going to choose the dashboard report because that one is already an RDL. The other one is kind of like a full solution we will do. So I'm going to upload each of these four reports. So I'm going to go start with the dashboard. I'm going to click OK. I do need each of the report because from the dashboard, I mean, I will take you to each of the reports. So let's go ahead and upload all of them right now. Let me upload the other report. Click OK. Let me upload one more. So I actually have one more here, non-compliant. So I'm going to click OK. All right, so I got all those four reports. I'm going to go in here now. I'm going to modify the data source. I was trying to see what's the best way for us to implement that. But unfortunately, right now, this will be my best way to change the data source on each of the reports. So let's go ahead and change each of the data source. Once the data source has changed, we will be able to kind of generate some of the reports. So I'm going to click OK, hit Apply, and you know the data source has been changed. Going back to Premiere, let's do that for each of the reports. All right, so I'm applying each of the changes. And there you go. I just finished uploading each of the reports. We're going to go back to the reports in a few minutes. But before that, you know, part of the whole remediation process, one of the ideas I had was to actually create a small package. It's a very simple package. So I'm just going to import the package that I have already created in my other environment. So for that, I'm going to go to the zip file that I have, report pending tool, and this is the report reboot machine package. So I'm going to open that one up. All right, so there you go. This is just a sample restart package. So I'm just going to click next. I'm creating a new package in there just for us to use it later as part of a remediation process, just in case we need it. So what I'm going to do in here to test that my restart process is that in this package, I'm actually going to set that, let's go to applications. And in the applications, I will actually set that you need to restart once it's actually running. So Let me choose the CCM framework, for example, and go to the deployment type. This is for me to do to validate that the restart is needed from machine from the configuration manager standpoint. So I'm going to just switch this one to hard reboot. I'm going to click OK, apply. So I'm going to deploy this to the tools machine. Just give me 1 minute while I finish this up, and then I create that. All right, so I did that change. Let me go ahead and make this deployment available to this machine so I can manually execute it, right? That will be the whole purpose of this test, device collection. So I'm going to go to all desktop server clients, and I'm going to make that available. So install available, so I can see it inside Configuration Manager. So I'm going to put local time, and I'm going to put 1 p.m. since that's the time right now. Displaying Software Center, that's what I want, and there you go. Let's click that. So I'm going to switch over to my tools machine here. I'm going to switch over to my tools and do that test. So, all right, so I'm here in my Configuration Manager. So I'm actually going to initiate a policy so I can see that software available and see the machine will need a restart. Now, there are multiple ways to know if a machine will need a restart, not just from Configuration Manager standpoint, right? It will be either a file rename, maybe an update. So I have a couple of things for me to trigger data and test it on my Configuration Manager. So what I'm going to do first is validate if I have that one. Otherwise, I will do a quick software update and see if I'm able to apply the updates on this machine. So I'm going to look for Software Center here and see if the app is available. All right, so I don't see my app available yet. So let me check on the software updates and see if by any chance this machine needs a software update so I can apply. A lot of the software updates often need a restart. So that's one of the reasons I'm going to check for software updates and see if it needed a restart. If you need a restart, I'm not going to do the restart yet. I'm going to let the configuration baseline run inside Configuration Manager and validate whether it needs a restart or not, right? So while that one is running, let me show Configuration Manager client as well and see if my baseline has also downloaded here to do the validation. So I go into configurations, and here I have a reboot pending baseline. That's the one I created, right? Reboot pending check. So I'm just going to refresh here, going to set evaluate. So you will see that it will be downloaded. So it says in progress. There you go. So if the policy apply correctly for the script, we're going to be able to see. Right now, it doesn't require a restart, so it says compliant. Let's take a look at the report. So as you can see on the report, right now, this machine is fully compliant. That means there is no restart needed or reboot needed for this machine. So I'm actually gonna try to make it non-compliant. So we will be back to that report in a few minutes as well as the configuration manager. So I'm gonna do another policy here. I'm also checking for the updates, see if I need to apply any updates in this machine. There we go, I got some updates to install. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna install all these updates. For sure, the machine will need a restart after that. And we can validate, I mean, if there are restart pending, right? And if it's non-compliant after that. So here we go, it's gonna be installing the updates, and we will be back and see if there is a need to restart. So as you can see, I'm still installing the updates right now. So the update has been installed, so there have been several changes in the machine, right? The file rename, from the update. So there are many ways for us to identify. I just run the evaluation, right? And it's downloading the evaluation. It's just returned a non-compliant. So let's take a look. It says view report. As you can see, non-compliant warning. And the script has returned a value of reboot pending equals true. So that means there is a couple of things that need to be happening on that machine to do the restart. And this is just from installing a couple of updates that the machine immediately says it requires a restart. So that is definitely, the script is definitely working there on the environment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the different reports while we wait for that to be completely installed. The first report is the reboot pending check that I have here in the dashboard. Let's try to run. All right, so as you can see, the report has run, and so there's a couple of things going on. So I have the total effective systems too. Again, that's the amount of clients I had on my collections. One it says non-compliant, and the other one says not rated. That's because the script has not run in that machines yet. So you take a look at the percent of compliant is 0%, right? Because we don't have that many people in the compliance. We want to make sure everybody's in compliant, and that is shown. So not rated, not compliant. If there was an error or compliant, it's also going to display us here as well. So that's one of the other benefit of this one. Now, in the reboot pending check, there's a couple of things going on here that we're going to be able to take a look. The first thing is the non-compliance. So if we click on non-compliant, it's going to take me to the non-compliant report that we have. So if we look, it says tools one, reboot pending. It says last hour scan is 622, last boot up time is 621. So the machine hasn't been restarted for 3 days, and right now it needs a reboot. So as you can see here, it says reboot pending equals true, right? So if we go back to our dashboard, right, there is no compliance or failures yet. So I won't be able to show you that report as of right now. But if you click on compliance, technically it's going to take you to the list of compliant reboot pending machines. So it will generate that data for you. However, I don't have any compliance as of right now. So I won't be able to get that that data on the report now. So later on, we can wait to see if the other machines return compliant, and if they will be listed in here as well. So let's go back to our tools machine and wait for that to happen, right? So in terms of the collection, right, before I go there, if we go to the collections and we update this collection membership, we should be able to see it as reboot pending. We should be able to see a one count right there. Let's just wait till it refresh. All right, so the machine shows up here. It says reboot pending check non-compliant, and you can see there's one item listed as non-compliant. And I know you probably will be thinking, what is next, right? How can I perform a remediation against that machine? So I put that the little software library restart, that software package restart that I put here. I mean, that could be one of the solutions. I mean, you have many ways to perform a restart on a machine. If you just want to execute that, right click deploy and send it to that non-compliant collection. That will be one option for you guys to remediate that machine. So I didn't include any remediation as part of the baseline because I just want to be monitoring. If you want to change this to a remediation and build a remediation script, that will be also a solution for you all. So just keep that in mind. It will potentially restart that machine whenever it's found non-compliant. So I will prefer just monitoring and give me the results, and I take the actions that I need later. So I'm just going to set, you know, I always rerun there. I'm going to set show on the program so I can show that restart to you just in case. Otherwise, I mean, just manually restart. So if I go to my tools machine, it's still installing some of the updates as I showed you earlier. So it needs a restart because of the update. Again, I also deploy a package that make it available. And I'm going to just show you that the different options once it becomes a compliance or not. But in a nutshell, that's pretty much it, right? If you go here in the report, you have this nice dashboard now. And you have potential options to get all your clients that are non-compliant, you know, and here's all the details you will find on the report. Hopefully that was helpful to all of you, and you guys can continue through the solution. I will continue here in the next minute to show you the different stuff, but that's pretty much all in terms of setting this reboot pending check to Lean Configuration Manager 2012 and the reports that you guys can use.